Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we were talking about people that will be ashamed when they stand before the Lord. Listen as we start there today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Long before I was ever born, people were saying that. I had religion crammed down my throat. And in the fundamental home, it wasn't religion, it was Jesus Christ and his word and righteousness he was having crammed down your throat. You should have swallowed instead of spitting it out. You see, their rebellion has led to a hardened conscience along with a hardened heart. Unless there is a repentance and a breaking down before God with a confession of sin and a turning to Jesus Christ, they will feel the just deserts from God forever. They obeyed not the gospel. You say, well, what if they were saved? Then they're saved so as by fire and ashamed before him that is coming. They reject the word of God. See, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I think they don't really realize the impact of shame. Many years ago, man in a church, I knew the man, knew the church. His daughter was getting married, and he was to walk her down. Now, for whatever reason, I don't know if he didn't have a belt on, but he should have. And he got to the front, and his breeches fell down to his ankles. Now, he was able to get him back up in a hurry, but there's a lot of people in that auditorium. That man had been a faithful member of the church, but he was so embarrassed and ashamed, he never went back to church, at least not that church. The embarrassment was so much, he was ashamed and would not go back. But my friend, in heaven, we find in 1 John 2:28, some are going to have confidence, meaning they'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant, and some will be saved so as by fire. And 1 John 2:28 says, ashamed at his appearing. What will it be for you? The word of God is the power for salvation. 1 Peter 1:23 and 25 lets us know that. The word of God is the power for holiness of life. The word of God is the power for all matters of faith. And it is the word of God by which we shall be judged. You see, our lives are to be reconciled to God. His word lays out the points of reconciliation. That is the official point to which we must be reconciled. Please understand, you don't meet God halfway. You get completely reconciled to him, or you're lukewarm, he spews you out. Our motives, our thoughts, our deeds, our words need to be affected by the word of God. They rejected those who proclaimed the truth. They rejected those who called them to repent. Jesus in John 7, verse 7 says, the world cannot hate you, but me, Jesus said, it hateth. Why? Because I testify of it, that their works thereof are evil. It's interesting he used the word plural. He said, why is that interesting? Because it means that he didn't mention just one thing as a sin. He mentioned a lot of things as sin. He named sin. Now, a lot of people will say, well, I've never heard Jesus preach about homosexuality. He breathed out every word of this book, so he breathed out this book, and it is containing that homosexuality is a sin. Read Romans chapter 1. So that's Old Testament. Read Romans chapter 1, and you'll find out what it says about homosexuality. It says a lot harder than the Old Testament does, so you better think that through before you get on your high horse and get knocked off big time. So again, if you hate a preacher that preaches against sin, name sin, call sin what it is, you're that kind that is like that, And you say, well, that is just too negative. No, can't say that. What about, I hate that kind of preaching. Well, let me tell you something. You would have really hated Jesus Christ because he named sin. That's why they tried to stone him. That's why they tried to do other things to him. They didn't get him to the cross until he decided to let him take him to the cross. They didn't take his life from him. He gave up the ghost. And he rose again. He told his brethren that were Mary's children through Joseph, that were younger than Jesus. He says, they do not hate you. They hate me because I tell them that their works are evil. Now listen, people have to see that they are sinners before they repent. They need to see that they need to repent of their sin. They need to see that they need to be saved. The word obey, those that obey not the gospel we're told, it carries the idea that they have known the way of righteousness, but they have continually rejected it. And they will see the consuming fire, the Lord whom they should have received, had a personal ongoing relationship. Yes, there is a day of rest for the believer. But there's a day of revenge. And finally, in verse 9 here of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, there is a coming day of wrath. Verse 9 says, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? Notice the words, everlasting destruction. Everlasting? Simply means that, everlasting, without end. Destruction does not imply annihilation. The man in hell is not totally annihilated. No. But rather, he has a corruption, and he continues to be corrupted. I don't know what that body is like in hell, but it's corruptible. It burns, but it's never annihilated. The worm dieth not. The idea of a farce that cannot be hindered when you say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be doing that, and we're going to have a party. No. You see, that's a farce. The forces, you cannot hinder the fire. You may think it can be, but no, you cannot escape. You can never cease to exist. The idea is a force which cannot be hindered. It just rot and worse and worse. Listen, the eternity of your soul will grow much worse in hell. It is just the opposite of the eternity we find in heaven. Now we see the accountability of man before the holiness of God. Those who have refused his grace, those who have refused his mercy and his love, and the forgiveness of their sins because they do not want their sin taken away, they will feel the eternal justness of the wrath of God in the lake of fire. Let me be clear. There is no purgatorial cleansing for the soul. This place is forever separated from the graciousness of Jesus Christ our Lord once you have gone into eternity. 1 second after death, it's too late. In righteousness, he carries out what our sin deserves. When we refuse to turn to him by repentance and faith, listen, in Revelation 21 and 8, it says, but the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, do not miss this last one that is placed on the same level, and all liars, all lives, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yet it is those very people. Now think about that. The very people that will go that he wants to forgive. But they have to be forgiven in this life. He wants to cleanse them from these things. He wants to do it now, but my friend, once you die, if Christ returns and you've not received him, it will at that moment be eternally too late for you. In Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12, in Revelation chapter 16, verses 17 through 21, you see the fate of those people as they saw the heavens depart as a scroll, and they see Jesus coming back. And there are people that we, when we say this, they hate this kind of preaching, but my friend, it is true. And as a matter of fact, it is the love of God. He wants us to know about it in order for us to repent, believe the gospel, and be saved. The everlasting torment is not hindered. It is night and day forever and ever. Because of pride, because of selfishness, you have refused the love of God and his sacrificial death. As a result, you will be forever banned from his glorious power that could have saved your soul. Think of that. Eternal hopelessness. No hope. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we've earned, what we have come to us, what we deserve, for the wages of sin is death. That's final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Sin's work will receive wages. But it's not just the destruction of the body. Matthew 10 and verse 28, Jesus said, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, friend, there are Christians, persecuted Christians, all around the world that have learned not to fear them who killed the body, but no more can do anything else, but rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. There are people that have learned, but too many have not. This destruction runs parallel with eternity. It is dying and yet never fully dead, never ceasing to exist.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my